Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Urban is here. Tim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, also one of my favorites of his, Derailed, and the new one is called Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything, and he's the guy who teaches us about these things. He's our good friend, Tim Urban. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And folks, Tim is a great speaker, much sought-after speaker on these topics. And we'll talk about his website in a little bit, and you can go and find out more about that. Hey, Tim, you've really been having a lot of fun recently using your derailed approach to use that in terms of the political candidates. I know you've done Hillary. You've talked about Hillary. You've recently done some things on Mr. Trump. Remind the audience about how this works.
Jim, I'm not a political pundit, but I am a student of leadership, and so these political pundits are so much in the news right now that it's fun to talk about them, and it's fun to use them as illustrations. And as you mentioned, I wrote about Hillary. In my blog, I have a blog that comes out every couple of weeks, and so I wrote about Hillary, and I asked the question, is Hillary Clinton at risk for derailment? And then last week, I said, well, what about Donald Trump?
Well, and I think the last time you were here, we talked a little bit about Hillary. You know, I liked what you said a minute ago about leaders, and then you immediately segued into the political candidates, but that's not necessarily, those two are, that's not exactly an automatic shift there, is it? Because there's a lot of people running for president, but
no,
they're all of them aren't leaders.
Well, that's the point, and I think we desperately need leadership right now. Anytime that there's chaos in the world and at home, we need leadership. And as I said in my last book, great leadership changes everything. I think that's what we need in this next election. We need the American people need to pick somebody. And by the way, it's not just confidence; it's character.
Mm-hmm.
That we need somebody that is character. You know, I think we have voted in the past for charisma.
Yeah.
But we need somebody that's really competent and also has great character.
Well, I've said for years that for a long time now, probably 1960, the presidential race has been decided. It's almost been like a beauty contest in a lot of ways.
No question. And I'm afraid that that's what we're...
And the chickens are coming home to roost on that, aren't they?
Well, they are. And we've had... 7 years of a person who I candidly believe was elected for that very reason. It was a
great contest,
great speaker, eloquent, handsome, mm-hmm. so on, but not prepared for that job.
Right.
His background simply had not prepared him for...
Certainly wasn't ready for prime time in terms of being a leader.
Exactly.
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, even his own party pretty much agrees with that. But let's get back to we talked about Hillary. The last time you were here, and give us a quick review on that one, and we'll talk about Mr. Trump.
Well, one of the things that I've seen in my research is that people go through a fairly predictable set of stages when they're derailing. And they lack self-awareness. They're not aware of how they're coming across. They become arrogant. And by the way, arrogance is the mother of all derailers.
Right.
They miss the warning signals, and then they start to rationalize before they derail.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, you know, is Hillary derailing? And I think she seems dismissive. In other words, this email thing has really gotten the attention of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
She's very dismissive of it.
She hasn't handled it. The way she's handled it has been a perpetual derailing, hasn't it been?
Exactly. I think what we're seeing is the slow motion train derailment in her case.
And the reason I'm bringing that up, Tim, is because, I mean, I've read recently, even people in her own inner circle, there was a divide between this group and that group. One group said get it all out there. Tell the truth. Tell everything you know about this, and don't let them have anything on you. Let's get it behind you 16 months ahead of the election and move on. And the other group said, nope, let's fight it, and that's what she did.
Yep, she chose to fight it. And that's been historically the Clintons' method, is to deny and repress, and it's worked pretty well.
So it's her nature, really, if you think about it, because the very fact that she even has had the darn email server, it's her nature to be a derailer. And this, that goes back to what I said earlier about the entrepreneur who had great ability but couldn't build relationships. Well, that person is going to fail. What about Mr. Trump?
Trump is a really interesting person, and he's gotten all of our attention. He's a dynamic personality. He's charismatic, and he's certainly taken some controversial stands. And I think a lot of the American people are tired of the political correctness, and he finally has answered. In other words, he's saying things that a lot of people think, and as a result, his poll numbers are way up there.
Even the point of giving him a pass for things that really no one should say. I mean, no one should question the heroism and the courage
John McCain.
Yeah, thank you, John
exactly.
McCain. Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beyond. But he got away with that.
He did, and I think a lot of it has to do with just how he's resonating with people, because he's saying things about the border, about illegal immigration, about the people that have come into our country. By the way, you know the way I explain Donald Trump? Do you remember the Lethal Weapon series? Mel Gibson was the lead actor, and he played this guy named Martin Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we liked Martin Riggs because he was just, he just threw care to the wind. He had no caution. He would just get in the face of the bad guys. He was just, in a Freudian sense, he was pure id.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like that. And
the
I think
primitive,
that's what,
the primitive.
I think what we like about Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you think about it, though, if that kind of behavior, which Trump's behavior is undisciplined, if that kind of behavior gets him a pass, and Hillary's clearly dishonesty, I mean, there's no other way to say it. We've caught her in many lies. She's been caught in many lies, especially about the email thing. If that doesn't derail her with her people, what does that say about us, Tim?
Well, it says a lot about us.
Quick, and I want you to hold that thought. That's a question for the next segment. I want you to think about that, because instead of reflecting on these people, Tim, shouldn't we be thinking about what I just said and reflecting on ourselves?
No question.
Quick break. I need your website quickly, Tim.
DrTimErwin.com.
Find out more about his speaking, folks, and the opportunities he can make available to your organization right there. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.